Dear God in heaven, I come to you on behalf of each and every individual on the prayer line, Lord. I'm asking you to cover me in your blood and hide behind your cross. Give me your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction. Lord, you know what each and every last one of us need to do, God. You know what each and every last one of us need in this life. You know what each and every last one of us, Father God, need to stop doing. Lord, you know our path, Father God. You know even the journey that you have designed for us to go on, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of it all. You know these things, Father God, even if we don't. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give Keely the courage to choose. Give her the courage to choose, Father God, what she wants to choose, because you gave us a free will, so she has to freely choose you, Lord. Give her the courage to do so, Father. Let her not continue, Father God, to be lukewarm, but let her be hot or cold. She can either choose to do or choose not to do. Lord, I'm asking you right now to help her to make the right choice, Father God. And in her making the right choice, Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to give her the courage to endure and even to press. Lord, I'm asking you to break any and every addiction off of each and every last one of us, Father, because there's a lot of things and a lot of times, a lot of situations, experiences, and even challenges that causes us to fall back into that place that we are so familiar with. Lord, I'm asking you, even as you take us out of that place of familiarity, Lord, and we go into a place of discomfort, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us not to lean to our own understanding. Lord, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be so complacent. Help us not to be so familiar with the familiar, God. But I'm asking you to spring us forward for it. I'm asking you to spring us forward, Lord. I'm asking you to do these things on today, Father God. I'm asking you to even touch this, your daughter, Alicia. Touch her in her heart and even in her mind, God. Lift up the heaviness off her heart, Father God, concerning giving the people the good news. Lord, I'm asking you to put coals of fire on her tongue, burn up any and everything that is not like you, Lord, that all she speaks is the oracles of you. Give her what to say to your people individually, because you know each and every last one of us, name by name, you number the hairs on our head. You know, Father God, our going in and even our coming out. You know our uprising and even our downfalls. Lord, you know any and everything about us, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would give her the courage, Father God, to stand forward, Father God, and speak as you give her what to speak. Lord, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, as you break these strongholds off of this, your daughter, Father God, and she move forward. Lord, I'm asking you right now to even touch Lisa. Continue, Father God, to bravo her tongue. Continue, Father God, to help her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it a local seat, to do any and everything that you have even designed her to do, Father. Lord, I'm asking you to even touch me. Touch me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to comfort us. Any and everybody else that's on this prayer line, Lord. The ones that are silent, the ones that's holding on to things, God. The ones that won't let go, or even the ones that it's hard for them to let go. Lord, I'm asking you to keep them close. Hold them close on today, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you to touch Kenitra on this morning. Covering your blood and hiding behind your cross. Give me your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, you know any and everything that she needs, Father. You know any and everything that she don't need. Lord, give her the understanding of your works, Father God, that she will not understand her own works, thinking and believing that she's doing things the way that she thinks that it should be done. But, Lord, I'm asking you to continue to give her the patience, God. Continue, Father God, to deal with this, your daughter, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, oh, God, you placed her in a I'm asking you to help her to embrace her destiny in you, God. I'm asking you to help her, Father God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch all the people, Father God, that you allowed me to call their name out on today and yesterday, God. I'm asking you to touch them in their heart. Touch your neighbor on today, her situation, her family, Father God. Touch her children on today, Father God, and continue to bring them forth. Spring them forth. I just keep hearing spring forth. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God. I'm asking you to touch all our children, regardless to what age they are, God. I'm asking you to touch them in their minds and their heart, Lord, and simply save them. Bring them nigh and closer unto you, Father God, that they may lift up their hands and ask you what must they do to be saved. Open up their understanding, God, that they may know and believe believe that you are the only one true and living God, and you are the sole source of it all. Lord, I'm asking you to cover us even as we travel the highways and the byways, God. I'm asking you to cover us, Father God, even as we deal with the weather change, Lord. I'm asking you to help your people, Father God, to understand that it is all you. It's all you, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you to continue to manifest yourself in the lives of your people, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even give your people the courage, Lord, that they may simply say yes to any and everything. I ask you to do it even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, excuse me, you guys.